from verse 1. Anybody test how the feedback is at home? Very strong? Okay. Are we good? Okay. Just want to be sure those at home are hearing us clearly. Now, the scripture says there, therefore, when there is a therefore, is therefore for something. Therefore, that is consequent upon this, or upon this background, or using this as a benchmark, what follows here must be, that action must be done. He said, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. So that's our vulnerability. You know, the need for repetition is for emphasis. When something is repeated, is to establish an emphasis on it. An emphasis is for retention, so that you can retain it. Now, he said, look at verse 2. He said, for if the word spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just and recompense of reward. Look at the next verse. How shall we escape if we neglect the words that were spoken to us that were to bring us salvation? Because the content of that salvation is in the word that were given to us. If we neglect so great salvation, which at first be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by them that heard him. I want us to pray to God that this morning, that God will give us the heart of retention. The grace to retain. The Bible says, thy word have I kept hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. He says somewhere, he said, how can a young man make his way prosperous? Can I tell you a secret? A secret. True secret. Can I tell you a secret? If you do what God says, every time, you won't have prayer points. You won't have prayer points. The only prayer you will have is establishing the will of God on the earth. It won't be like, God, heal me of this backache. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm not saying we shouldn't pray that, but I'm just sharing this with us. He said that thou mayest have good success. You remember what he told Joshua? You know? In Deuteronomy chapter 28, he said, if you obey everything I said to you, I will exalt you above all. You it will be God doing everything. I need help too. I do. Praise the Lord. Let's lift up our hands and talk to God. So give me the heart to retain your word. Help me, Lord. Give me a heart to retain your word. Bible says, if we neglect a word, he said, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, less at any time. Your prayer time will be fellowship time with God. He will be revealing secrets to you. He will be revealing what shall happen to you. He will be revealing what he wants to do with you. He will be revealing what, you know, what his counsel, his purpose is. What was Jesus praying for? Jesus had no need, but he will pray all night. He was having fellowship with God, gaining understanding of what God wants him to do. He had nothing. He didn't need money. He didn't need food. He could make food. He could. Yeah. So, Father Lord, we bless you. Grant us grace this morning that we may be saved. Give us a heart that retain your word and a heart that follow it through. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's give God a hand clap and please welcome to God's house. It's good to see everybody. Look at my children. Wow. These children, they are challenging us to grow up, man. Wow. See how much can change. God bless all of you. It's good to see our children. You will not see error or evil in the name of Jesus. Bible says, our children shall be taught of the Lord and grace shall be their peace. As the Lord liveth, great peace will surround each of you in Jesus' name. God give us a word here. Inventors will come out. You see, we're going to run ministry with royalty in the name of Jesus. And you see, I'm the only gift I'm looking eagerly for is the gift coming from these children. You know, I would drive the Benz one day coming from somebody who discovers something. I would drive, yeah, to the glory of God. Because I will eat of that for which I labor. Bible says, he that tended the fig tree will be a partaker of the fruits thereof. Praise God. For them, I'm just deriving good. And they won't deny, won't deprive me in Jesus' name. To God alone be all the glory. I welcome every one of us in Jesus' name. By the help of the Holy Spirit, we'll be looking at morning star this morning. The morning star. How many people expected that it would be morning when they went to bed this morning? Oh, yesterday night. You were too confident that you didn't worry that day will break. Praise God. God bless you. If anybody worried, then we need to administer Holy Communion so that we not worry. Now, you see, that is a product of the reality you are used to. We never thought seeing sunlight is something that we should worry or exclaim about, because it's a natural occurrence. But beloved, there is a mystery behind the dawning of every day that you and I see. And I'm sharing this with us so that we can know that in seasons of lives, in the season of our lives, there are daylight seasons and there are night dark seasons. Some years ago, I had a dream. I have it in my book. I shared it with my wife. We went through a very difficult, dark time. And you see, there are multiple nights, right? So I'm just bringing this one out because every day has a night, you know what I'm saying? So that you know how to engage. Thank God for our sister on Wednesday. She said, how do you engage Bethany? You know, because so that when dark nights come, you don't despise as if something strange happen. The Bible says, can't it not strange when you fall, right? You see, because the same affliction is encountered by your brethren all over the world. Praise the Lord. But you see, you must have a technology, a tool by which you engage it. For instance, when it's dark, you see, the condition of it being dark lulls everybody to inactivity. How many people know that? Yeah. Because it's dark, in fact, to induce sleep, you turn off the light to make it darker in your room. So also are the seasons in life. But you see, when you go to bed, no matter what the night held, you consciously wait for the breaking of the day. When you have a new and a fresh start. Please never wake up and curse the morning, because it's a God's presentation for you for a new start. Praise the Lord. There is a mystery that happens in the night. That if we gain truth concerning it, it will relieve us of pain and frustration of when it is dark. If only we understand that all the days of my appointed time will I wait until day breaks. Job chapter 14, verse 14. Can we put it there? Job said there, he said, if a man die, because some people, when things get very dark, they think there is no future. They think there is no hope. But Job was telling himself here, if I kill myself, can I live again? He reasoned. And he said, I don't think that's an option, because it was so dark for Job. His friends visited him, three of them. When they saw the situation of Job, Bible says they sat on the mat 7 days. They couldn't say anything. Bible says we should consider the end of Job in our consideration of the patience of God concerning us. Because truly, there is a breaking of day. There's what? There is a breaking of day. In the dream I had, Dee and I were driving in a car. was at that same Siena, and I know what that represents all the time. Beloved, it was so dark. You know, D was sitting right on the passenger side in front. It was so dark, I couldn't see her. It was it's like a darkness you can cut. It was so dark, and we're in a major highway. And I knew I wasn't seeing anything, including her. Then I said to myself, brace up for impact. I was the one driving. I said, brace up. I told myself, you know where I got that from? From that man, pilot, that landed on Hudson. Yeah. You know, that's the last thing the pilot will tell you when they want to, you're about to crash. Brace. So I told myself in the dream, brace up for impact. My dear brother and sister, I was sitting on the driver's side, and in my imagination that, okay, can I even bring this car to a stop so that we won't crash? There was the bar that separated the highway on this side. There was a huge truck, 18-wheeler on this side, but it was pitch dark. I couldn't. So I was expecting impact. Now, I hands off over the steering, and I said, let me bend down. I don't know why I didn't use my foot, but I wanted to stop the car with my hand. I couldn't reach the brakes. Praise God. Thank God for daybreak, for morning star. My dear brother and sister, when I bend down under the chair, under the steering, to see if I can stop the car, suddenly, by the time I came out, there was light all around. Let somebody give Jesus a big clap. Praise God. There was a big light surrounding us. And the car was moving straight ahead. Nobody controlling it. With the same speed. Then I turned to my wife. I said, D, it's God. Oh, it's not me. I left off driving a long time. Say, Mister. We are going somewhere this morning. Let's look at Psalm 30 verse 5. The scripture says there, in Job 14:14, he said something, I didn't emphasize that. He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait until day breaks. Can we go back to John 14:14, my sister, if you don't mind? He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change. Because that change is a product of morning star. Praise the Lord. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait. You see, whatever how dark it is, wait for the morning star. What people fail to understand is that, I don't know whether to say it's behind now or ahead, but you know timing. If you bring something, if you put something later, it's backward, right? Anyway, I don't want to confuse you. See, after every dark hour is daybreak. Now, he says here, he says, if a man dies, shall he live again? He told himself, that doesn't make sense. He can now consult himself. If a man die, he can't live again, but at least I'm alive. It's just dark. I will wait till change, till morning star shows up. That's what I'm talking about here. Can we see it in NIV? NIV put it this way. He said, all the days of my hard service, when things are so bad, sad, and sorrowful, he said, I will wait because change is coming. Let's go to Psalm 30 verse 5 now. Psalm 30 verse 5. See what the scripture says there. It says, for his anger endureth for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, But what is coming in the morning? Joy. Lighthouse, don't let that miss your understanding, whatever the situation is. Just as you did not worry about daybreak coming through last night, so also God ordained by his mercy the organization of men's life events, if they will wait till their change comes. But I mean, or for unbeliever, this is not the context, though, you know what I'm saying? It gets worse and worse. But in Christ Jesus, you can wait for the coming of the Lord. He said, weeping may endure. So I pause a minute. I said, what does endure mean? I shared with you, you see, you know, do yourself a lot of good investigation. Well, look, what does, you know, we may know it. But in the context, you see, the Bible was translated. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew. The New Testament was written in Greek. And you see, in interpreting it, we are left with those who interpreted it to use what they are familiar with to document it, correct? Okay. Now, it's helpful to me in my study of it to go back and see what was the original word and what are the synonyms of the word that I'm now reading. Are you here, my dear brothers? So at least it will elucidate the point that I'm trying to get. If you don't see yourself in the scriptures, you are outside of it. You are just a reader, as if something is reported to you. But that's not the way the Bible is constructed. It's constructed for you and I that we may be furnished, equipped unto every good work. And from the context of the scriptures, we may also gain what? Hope. Romans 15, verse 4. Praise the Lord. Now, I checked the word endure. It means, another meaning of it is to lodge or pass the night. Praise the Lord. To stop over when you are traveling. We went to Florida one time and I couldn't continue driving in the night. And we did what? We stopped over till day breaks. The Lord will make you wait till that change comes in Jesus' name. It means to pass the night. It's dark at this time. Night will always endure. Bible says weeping may endure. It's a stopover. That's not your destination. You see, in that dream, we didn't stop. Thank God we didn't stop. Can I tell you a secret? The light was ahead. Praise God. The light was where? Because the car, except that the car was moving, we were approaching morning star. The Bible says here, weeping may endure all night, but joy comes with the breaking of day. What is a night? I took time also to explore it. Night is a time span when there is no sunlight. Can I tell you when night begins? You may not know. But night begins, or put it this way, we label when it's dark, night. But darkness doesn't start at night. It starts afternoon. It gets progressively darker. You just didn't take notice. It takes break, but then in the evening, you see that it's not as bright as it was. But it didn't start then. It started afternoon. He said, but of course, the true time of night is when there is no what? Sunlight. So it's correct. It's also when it is dark. It also represents time of heightened fear. You can imagine people waking up in their own house. They set the furniture and everything. Then in the night, you are thinking somebody is chasing you in your own house. Now, that fear is induced by darkness. Because you are so unsure, maybe somebody is hiding behind you. And it could be. Somebody may have silently come into the house, but darkness will cover it. And it will heighten our fear. Please take note of this. Night always precedes morning. So if you are going through any difficult time, praise God, know for sure that light is coming after night. John chapter 21, verse 4. If you read those stories, that's the place we read today. We read 1 to 14 of it. The disciples had gone fishing. The verse 4 says, but now, when morning was come, they didn't catch anything all night until they saw morning star standing at the seashore. Do you know who that morning star was? Jesus. He said, but when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Now, let me tell you what morning star represent. In the night, when we are sleeping, we went to bed because it was getting dark and dark and dark, and you can't deal with it. All right? You just say, you know what? Night put me to sleep. And true. Oh, when things are so bad, to think through anything possible could be extremely. Something happened to me. And when I bring all of the things that happened to me together, I didn't even know which one to do. There were so many, too many things were happening that if I do this one, the effect of it won't show on many other areas where help is needed. And I told my wife, I said, look, I can't. So in my heart, I said, what can I do that can undo all of this? You know what I'm saying? Because I have no energy and the skill and the wisdom to even do one. But thank God for morning star. Now, this is what happened in the morning, in the night. Hallelujah. The night gets progressively dark, darker, until it gets to the darkest. You know what I'm saying? So the darkest point is when, you see, in the night, we don't know. We don't always know. Huh? In the night, as it gets dark, 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 and dark, very dark, there is a spark. There is a spark in the middle of the night that triggers the daylight. That spark is called day spring. Let's look at it. Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and 79. Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and verse 79. Luke chapter 1. And when that spark begins, it still looks dark. You won't even know. But darkness will have known something hit him. Praise the Lord. Darkness will have known. And that's how darkness will cry concerning any area of our lives in Jesus' name. It says, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby, that is, through the tender mercy of God, this spring from on high was sent. This spring, that's the source. What brought that? You have water fountain, the spring of a water, where it issued from. He said, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us. Go on to the next verse, my sister. Hallelujah. That day spring brought light to give light to them that sit. Bible says in Egypt, part of the plagues was darkness. Bible says, the people sat down. Nobody could, because the darkness was so bad. I stand by God today. Whatever that darkness represents, today, by through the tender mercy of God, whereby this spring from on high is sent, the Lord terminate the trend of that darkness in the name of Jesus. It says to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet out of trouble. and plant it in the way of peace. Say, minister. If you look at another translation, I think Amplified or NIV, and you Amplified NIV calls it the rising of the sun, the same place where you have, let's go to verse 70. Yeah, you see. Did you see there? The sun began to rise in the midst of darkness. But we just didn't know it until we draw our curtain. And you saw, oh, no, it started when you thought it was still dark. Praise the Lord! He said, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun, we come to me, we come to you. That's why I experienced in that dream. By the time I came out, the morning star had intercepted the darkness. And I turned to my wife, I said, D, it is God who. That will be your testimony in Jesus' name. He said, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven. Go on to verse 79, my sister. To shine. Say to shine. Yeah. To shine on me. To shine on you. Those who are in darkness, you go through a very difficult tough times. My brother, brother and sister, never contemplate taking your life. You know why? God will not judge the person right. Because he didn't wait for the morning star. But you will see the morning star in Jesus' name. And in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Let's see who introduced himself to us as morning star. Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. Praise God. Oh, sorry, 22, not 21. Revelation 22, verse 16. I think the last verse there. Revelation 22. Praise God. You can read that and just rejoice over it. Can you relate the morning star to what we experience every day? Now, this is how the morning star is related to every trend in our lives. It says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. Let's stand up on our feet. How many people know that pastors are God's angels? Now, you may not know, but, you know, every minister of God is an angel of God. You are an angel of God, to the glory of God. As a matter of fact, the use of the word angel is not to constitute as if we are like those messengers of God. That's what it means. The person who communicates the word of God to us. Who brought the good news of God to us? Abigail said to David, he said, my Lord is like the angel of God to discern and to know things. Praise the Lord. He said, I, Jesus, you know, it would really, really be crazy if, you know, sermons are constructed after the manner of how the pastor conceived it. You know what I'm saying? That would be crazy. But it's a word of the Lord. And you guys pray that God, you will speak to us. I can't speak to, you know, I nobody can communicate the word of God. It's God using his spirit to communicate his word. Praise the Lord. See what I say here? He said, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things. In Lighthouse, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and what? Can you translate who Jesus is to you to what happened every day, every night and day? That star is the spark in the darkest time of the day, of the night, that halted the trajectory of darkness. But if you are not careful, you won't see it, that things have changed. It will still look dark. But guess what? The morning star has broken through. It's until you raise up your head, you will discover there is light around. Let's lift up our hands and give Jesus a hand. Just go ahead and give him all glory and honor. He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change comes. Lighthouse, when night falls, the only thing we do is to wait for the morning. You can't do anything. It's so dark and dingy. It looks like you don't even know. Not only do you not know what to do, you don't even know. You'll be like you don't know anything anymore. You don't know anything anymore. Even the things you know, you can't put it to use because of the darkness and the pitch of it. And guess what? You caught just like Peter. He was caught among two soldiers waiting for the day that they would kill him. It was so dark, he slept until the morning star touched him. He said, wake up, put up your clothes, follow me. Hallelujah. He went through the first gate, the second gate, and the third one that opens to the street. Ah! Then he said, wait a minute. God has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from the expectation of the Jews. Lighthouse, call to God today and say, God, thank you. Thank Jesus. Say, Lord, from every expectation, every evil expectation. Father, thank you, Lord, because you deliver me out of it. The morning star, he said, I am the morning star. Glory to Jesus. Jesus is the morning star. He broke through for you, my brother. He broke through for me. He broke through for every one of us. Yellow, I am the morning star. He is the morning star that changes the trajectory of darkness. He's the one that does not allow darkness to continue. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for halting the trajectory of darkness. I give you glory. I give you honor. The disciples, they didn't catch anything. But the Bible says when the morning was come, the morning star had broke through for them. Morning star was standing at the shore. The same thing they went to look for and they didn't catch it. He told them, he said, cast your net on the right side. And what they could not catch all night, they catch in the moment of the day. Because of morning star. Go ahead and give Jesus all glory and honor. He will break through that dark, dark trajectory. In the name of Jesus. You know what he said? He told us, he said, I go ahead of you. Morning star is waiting in front of darkness. He has determined this is how far you will go. And darkness was enjoying coming darker and darker until morning star showed up. Father, we bless you. We give you glory and honor. Lebra kahuri pashanda hikado. Is there any area you are struggling with or there is frustration in that area? Look at it and say, Lord, thank you because you will terminate this trajectory. Go ahead and make a deposit of thanksgiving to him. Say, Father, thank you because morning star, no darkness can overtake morning star. It can be dark past that hour because morning star will terminate the trajectory. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. Give him honor, Lighthouse. Give him glory. Morning star, the star that break and terminate the trajectory of the enemy. Father, we give you glory and honor. Blessed be thy name, our God. Weeping may endure all night. If you are confused, not knowing what to do, petrified, truly we may weep. But when the morning breaks, if there is any weeping, it's a weeping of joy. The Lord will make your joy full in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you. There's no way we could get here had you not brought us. In that dream, I turned to Dee. I said, Dee, it's not me, it's God who caused the day star. It's also called day star in some places. It's also called day spring, as we read it. It's also the star, the spark. That terminate the trajectory of darkness. Father, Lord, we thank you. And Jesus said, I am the one who does it. Who do them. We give you glory tonight, this hour, in Jesus' name. Where are these junctions, sweet Jesus? The Bible says concerning the disciples, when the morning was come, they didn't know it was the morning star that brought about the change they were expecting. Father, Lord, they saw you at the shore, and you directed them to catch fish that overwhelmed their nets. Though the net did not break, but it was many. Father, Lord, we thank you for this hour. You told us at the beginning of the month, I go ahead of you. Father, wherever any of us will be or are at this moment, like the morning dawned and they saw you at the shore, Daddy, I know things have changed because you told us that at the beginning of the year. You said we should manage and monitor things. The water will dry up progressively. That's how darkness also recedes progressively. Father, Lord, thank you. At the next opening of eyes, let your children see the lights that you bring out. Thank you, precious Father. We give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' precious name we prayed. Please stretch your hands towards me. Just thank him. You know, we didn't tell him what to do, but he did what has to be done. Just thank him. I've told you before, if you recall any memory of me, if you want to tell anybody anything about me, just tell them, thank God for him. Thank God we